Tonight, we are talking about fish. Now, I'm a big fan of fish. I like eating it, but I'm in no denial, I struggle a lot of the time with what to do. If you gave me an entire fish, I would have no idea what to do with it. I think you meant to skin it and fillet it. Absolutely search me. So, I have brought in a fish expert from Booths in Ilkley. I have Johnny Syme. Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Now, you could sort this out for me, couldn't you? You know what you're doing when it comes to being behind a fish counter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to whole fish especially, if someone has no idea what to do with it, I can advise them on that. I could prepare it just the way they want it. If they want the head removing because they don't like the look of it, I'll sort that out for them.
Please take the head off.
Yeah, if they want it scaling, because I don't think many people want to have fish scales all over their kitchen surfaces, I'll sort that out for you. You want it cleaning, I can do that for you. And some people want it filleting completely. Again, we can do that for you. Skinning it if they're wanting it skinning. Me and all my colleagues on the fish counter, we can do all of those things for you.
And it's almost straight from the sea. Now, we won't name any other supermarket names, but it is possible that often when you buy a fillet of fish in a supermarket, it's already been frozen and it's been sort of trekked across seas and countries and everything. And by the time it gets to you, it's not fresh. That's not what Booths is
absolutely all about. Absolutely, no, that's not the case with us. Obviously, as Booths, we take pride in our specialist areas and fish obviously being one of those. But yeah, we work with my fish company, who are very passionate about their products. But yeah, if you look at the fish on our counter, you can see it's fresh. The only way you could get fresh fish is if you hand-picked it out of the sea yourself. You could tell just by looking at the colour, the texture, and even the smell of it, it's fresh. It's as simple as that. It's never been frozen.
Definitely worth it, a pop in then, to see what real fresh fish
If you love fish, you love freshness, you love variety, because absolutely we offer that as well, then yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of people are sometimes a bit scared of fish. I don't know quite what it is, but it's a bit more daunting to cook with. Can you offer advice on how to do stuff and what flavours to put it with?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, actually, on our fish counter, we also offer, for anyone who buys a piece of fish, a free flavoured butter to go with it. Ooh. If they're unsure what to do with it, just to give it a bit of flavour. I mean, we have lemon, garlic, chilli. However you decide to cook it, we even have fish cook bags, where you just pop the fish in the bag, just pop the butter in to go with it, and just pop it in your oven. You don't need to do anything. Extremely lazy way of cooking. I think that's one of the things that people are scared of. They're not exactly sure what to do with it, how to cook it, how to prepare it. Especially, let's say, if they've got people coming over and they've got to prepare a meal for them, they're a bit scared, really. They want to stay in the comfort zone.
Yeah, they don't need to tell anybody. They got it all sorted
absolutely
at the fish counter either, do they?
That's it. I mean, I had a lady come in on Saturday, explain to me that she was cooking a meal for a group of friends coming over, but she had no idea what she wanted, what they'd want. So I recommended hake. It's a very popular fish with our customers. It's a really thick, meaty, white fish, but it doesn't have a lot of flavour. So I recommended pop the butter in, put it in the bag. No fuss.
What flavour butter?
Garlic and parsley. Mm-hmm. Goes absolutely perfectly. Did it for my in-laws, myself. They absolutely loved it. She was wowed.
Yeah. She's in with the in-laws now, are you?
I am now, yeah.
Well done.
Not so much before, but I am.
All it takes is a good fish dish. Well done. I also hear that not only can you get your fish filleted, sorted with your butter in your cook bag, but it can be beer battered and then cooked on site.
Oh,
I've never heard about this before.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, our cafe is right next to our fish counter. I mean, I've worked in both the cafe and the fish counter, so I've seen both sides of it. But yeah, if I'm on the fish counter, and we get an order for fish and chips in the cafe, I'll take the fish off straight away as it is, as fresh as it is, skin it for them, take it over, and my colleague in the cafe will coat it in flour, then coat it in beer batter, which we also produce in store. Just pop it in the fryer. 7 or 8 minutes later, you've got fish and chips ready.
That's incredible. That you couldn't. You said earlier on you couldn't get fresher unless you literally plucked it out of the sea. That's the epitome of fresh. That's very good. What about when it comes to weird fish? Do you have weird fish?
Yes, I mean, obviously through the week, Monday to Thursday, not our busiest trading days of the week, we'll basically stick to basics, make sure we have the essentials, salmon, cod, haddock. Maybe later in the week we'll branch out a bit and go for a wider range, which customers appreciate it. And if customers want something extra out of the ordinary, for example, say a whole John Dory, Migre, I don't know if you've ever heard of any of those types
of fish. Never heard of a John Dory. What was the other one you said? John Dory and
Migre. It's
Migre.
Every customer that's bought it has loved it, but I think a lot of people are put off with it because they've never heard of it.
What are they like, if you could?
It's very similar to sea bass or sea bream. It's part of the sea bass family. It's just a thicker, meatier version and less bony as well.
It's a bonus.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, it's not the type of thing we'd have another day, but I'd say it's an unusual one because not many people have heard of it. But like I said, if any customers want it, we can order it for them and have it in the following day.
And would you be able to give advice on that as well, even though you don't necessarily know as much?
Absolutely, yeah. If you want it with a crispier edge, then pan fry it with a bit of our flavoured butter if you want to give it that extra bit of flavour. Or if you want it to come out nice and soft so it peels off the skin easily, then pop it in one of our cook bags, stick it in your oven for 20 minutes or so.
What's your opinion on fish skin? Just going a little bit
on
off
fish
subject.
Skin, on fish skin. Personally, I would never ask for my fish to be skinned, or the fish counter. I don't particularly like the taste of the skin, but I find it holds it together. Mm. If you try and cook it, especially if you're pan frying it, you try and cook it without the skin, it can fall to pieces and it just loses that bit of presentation, which especially if I'm cooking for my in-laws,
yes.
I can't lose that.
Very true, yeah. So the skin actually has a physical benefit as well.
It does.
A lot of people love the flavour, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of people. Well, that's the thing, especially if you pan fry, you get that crispy sensation from it, which some people like as well, especially if you've cooked it in herbs and butter and whatnot.
Mm. Okay, what would your recommendation be for summer? If somebody is, maybe they've got a do coming up, a few friends around, or just a little romantic meal with the other half, what's your fish recommendation?
I would say either swordfish or tuna on the barbecue, just because the beautiful, thick, steak-like fish go really well on the barbecue. However, what I would do is coat them in oil, just so they don't stick to your barbecue, and just add a few herbs if you want for a bit of extra flavour. I mean, like I said, they've already got that freshness about them, but if you want to just enhance the flavour a bit, put a bit of salt and pepper on them. It's optional, but you can even wrap them in foil before popping them in the barbecue, just so they maintain all the flavour. And then obviously you've got less of a job cleaning your barbecue grill afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would definitely say swordfish and tuna for the summer. Doing them on the barbecue, you'd want them on a high heat, because if you cook them on too low a heat, then they'll stick to the grill.
Great tips. And of course, if someone else wants to come in and get all this information, then you or somebody else at the fish counter in Booths in Ilkley will have all that know-how.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a great team on the fish counter, very knowledgeable on the products, very enthusiastic. If customers aren't even sure what they want, just ask us. Most customers that do that end up giving us positive feedback about their experiences.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Now, most people know exactly whereabouts you are in Ilkley, but just remind us in case people don't know where Booths is.
Leeds Road, by the traffic lights, coming from Otley. You can't miss us, basically. If you're coming in from Otley, Berlin Wharf, Doorway, we're just there on the left-hand side of the traffic lights in Leeds Road.
Johnny Syme, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.